And I haven't talked to him at all, so I don't know. But then we had women's work and kids' work, and he worked with all that. And we had a lady that came for the women, and a leader for the 4-H. And that they're still keeping up the 4-H. They had a big dinner in February, and I don't know how many thousand they've had.
That's a lot of people.
They had an extra one up at Peonia, and I don't know how much they had there. But they've made quite a little money. But I hope they get a county agent again, but I don't know whether they ever go or not.
Probably because of money or something like that.
Maybe
because there's not enough money in the budget or something like that.
There's something wrong. Because we did have one up until just a short time ago.
Now, what year did you start working in the county?
That's the thing I can't remember.
Okay. Was it like, would it have been back in the 1920s?
Yes, it had been in the 20s. It could have been 18 or 19, 29. And I was there until in the 30s.
Long time ago.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time.
What do you remember about your childhood?
Well, I just had a good time. I took music, and of course I don't have any piano now, and enjoyed that. And we had clubs and did lots of nice things.
What kind of clubs?
Well, just where you play games and things like that.
I see. Were those church related?
Part of them were church related. Mm-hmm. Yes, we used to have lots of dinners at the church. And then, playtime afterwards, or something interesting to talk about.
Was this at the Presbyterian Church?
Yes, at the Presbyterian Church.
So you've been going there all your life?
I've been there all the time. I was baptized here and been there ever since.
What do you remember about Delta as a small child, the town here?
Well, I can't remember too much about Delta because it was all the town was down that way. It wasn't up this way at all.
Uh-huh.
It was all that way towards the north and the,
mm-hmm.
where the river.
Mm-hmm. So you were really outside of town.
So I'm really outside of town here.
Yeah.
This wasn't in it at all until
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm. It's just kind of caught up with you.
Yes, kind of caught up, that's right.
Yeah.
And I used to live upon my father and mother built a house, and then my sister bought a house. I'll have to show you that picture.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
We built right on where you go up to the top, and it's north. My sister's house the first, and our house was the second. Just a minute, and I'll get the picture.
Okay.
You see, this was my sister's house. This one is, and that's right at the top of and this is our house. This was built first, and they were built at the same time, but she was married in 1903 and moved in there, and we had already moved in there.
Those are beautiful. And these were built in 1903?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
1903.
Well, those are just beautiful.
Now,
who built them?
Who's that?
Who built the houses?
Well, they're two different ones. A man by the name of Jack built this one, and the plans were pretty near the same, and Wheeler built ours.
Okay. Gosh. What kind of house is this? What would you call that kind of house?
I don't know.
Did it have a name?
It was just it didn't have a name. It was a big house, I know that.
Sure is.
We had, downstairs in ours, we had a kitchen, a dining room, a living room, a bedroom, and a front room, all on the front